This is the Sounds of Healing. Interviews and music for you to reflect on, be rejuvenated by, and possibly even put you on a path of reconciliation. Who knows what you just might walk away with? I'm Alvinette Downing, and I hope to put some sunshine in your life and remind you of just how good it is to be alive. Today, we are so blessed to be interviewing Maurice Allen Sr., a young man that I have been so fortunate to get to know by way of Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. I have told Maurice that he actually seems to channel my daddy, Al Downing. But let me let you hear from him. Maurice, how are you today?
I'm doing exceptionally well. I'm so glad to be with you this morning.
We are excited about having you. Now, let me tell the audience a little about you. You are a multi-instrumentalist, which, you know, I can say it, but until our audience hears what that means, could you list all the instruments that you know how to play?
At one point, I was averaging about 20, but I play the piano, I play the organ, and those are two separate instruments. Sometimes people like to pair them together, but they are unique. I also play the guitar, I play the bass guitar, I play the saxophone, I play trumpet, I play the drums, I sing, I play the violin, upright bass. The list goes on and on. Trombone. And I will be very honest and say I'm not, my skill set is different on different instruments, but I make a joyful noise on all of them.
That's wonderful. People often ask me what instruments I play because I grew up in a house of musicians and instruments. And I say, well, I play quite a few, but I don't perform on any.
Good answer.
So I think that just listening to what you are able to do, and it seems like you started as a child at 2 years old. Can you tell me how that was discovered? I bet your parents were. Well, let us hear how that happened.
Well, I grew up in the church, and I would go home after the church services and would play the tables and my mother and grandmother in particular could pull away from what I was playing on the table. The rhythms were specific songs. So as the story goes, they bought me a little portable organ, and literally I could play the songs. It was just a miraculous gift that God had given me, and I've spent my life trying to cultivate it.
That's amazing. I think that one of the things that my father used to say is, if you can hear it, you can play it. And I used to say, but it's true. It truly is, if you can hear it. I think that if we just take the chance and have a little faith in what we can do, learn just the basics, it can come. And I think that's amazing. Of course, yours is a little bit more advanced and gifted than others that I've experienced. You graduated from Blake High School, so you're a Tampa person, right?
Yes, born and raised in Tampa, and seem to be so fixed in this community, I can't seem to get away.
Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad that you are still in the Tampa Bay area. You are also the founder and CEO of Allen's Entertainment. Now, tell us what Allen's Entertainment does.
So, Allen's Entertainment Group is a multifaceted company. We produce events, which includes the Tampa Bay Gospel Music Festival, the Tampa Bay Jazz Fest, Feed Your Soul Fest, Worship Night Out, which is actually an event we have coming up in December at Waterworks Park downtown Tampa, and a host of other things we've done. We've done stage plays. We have a wing that develops artists, record label. So, yeah, we're multifaceted.
That is amazing. Now, you said that you've done a lot and you continue to do a lot with your festivals in Tampa, as well as what you do in St. Pete, which kind of is a great little segue for what's getting ready to happen in St. Pete on November 1st. St. Pete Reads Lit Fest is happening on the 1st of November.
Yes.
This coming Saturday. And to let our audience know, it's a really vibrant celebration connecting South St. Pete families to the joy of reading and their authors and literacy resources. But a little special thing here that is involving you is happening. So tell us a little about that and what you know about that.
I have been fortunate. This will be the third year that I'll be participating at the Lit Fest through my association with the Tampa Bay, well, let me say it correctly, Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And Mr. Dwayne White does a great job of assembling some really great musicians, and he reads stories to the not only kids, but the all of the participants and guests there as we play jazz music. And interact with the stories that he shares. It's an amazing event. I've enjoyed it. It's become now a fixture on my calendar. Every year I look forward to being there.
That is wonderful. You know, I know the time that I have been back to St. Petersburg, and as president of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, I've had the opportunity to sit in and listen and watch the audience, and you're right, it's not just children, it's adults, and they're enthralled by not only the music that you and the other musicians put, you know, perform, but by Dwayne's reading about a jazz book.
Yes.
It's just really, it's really a cool experience, and that happens at noon on November 1st. The entire Fest starts at 11 a.m. through 4 p.m., and we just want to let our audience know that there'll be authors and lots of literary resources with lots of books and a lot of free things to be given out as well for your children and adults. I know I have gone and purchased several and had several signed copies of books from their authors that are going to be there. And it's going to be held at the Woodson African American Museum. So check out that website, Woodson's website, so that you can join us and not only hear and read all kinds of things about literary festival, but just to hear the music that will be presented by the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and Maurice. So we're excited to hear that.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, thank you so much for being part of that. Well, let's get back to your life and the things that you have been doing. I also heard you say, and, you know, one of the reasons that we have Sounds of Healing podcast is to connect people with the reality that music has some healing capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's physically healing, we've had Moffitt Cancer Center on, we've had Fred Johnson, who does healing, but now I also have had... now, with you, members of the ministry, so could you share how you think that music can be a healing resource for you in your ministry as a pastor?
Well, I can tell you, as an individual, the one of the joys of my life is to have this ability to sit at a piano or any other instrument more regularly in my everyday life. I'll start my day by picking up my Taylor guitar, my acoustic guitar, and playing myself happy, as I like to call it. Music is extremely therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And you pair that with the truth of God's word. It's a synergistic type scenario that you just can't match. I have had the joy of being able to experience music in various ways, and may it be through church, may it be through my journey through the educational system. And one thing I love about music, not only does it heal, but it also connects. It's a unifier. So the joy of seeing people come together and that would not normally come together and have this amazing experience as a collective is one of the joys that I have of being a performer, as being a pastor as well. I get to merge all of these things. It's a great world. And then living in the Tampa Bay area, I have to shout out the beaches. I get to do this at the water often too. So that's probably one of the reasons why I've not moved away. I think I just figured it out. But yeah, so it's many, many healing healing treasures connected to this beautiful thing we call music.
Yeah, I think you hit on something pretty pretty well. I was living in Georgia. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in China. Wow. And of all these places that I've had opportunities to live, water drew me back home. You know, St. Petersburg can't be beat. I mean, when you think about all the things that can happen along the beaches, but the wonderful people, the community that I have found in the Tampa Bay area, and now I live in St. Pete. It's actually the exact same place that I grew up, in my same home.
Oh, wow.
That I grew up. And it's so nice just to be there and to see from an adult perspective what it feels like to be a resident of St. Pete and part of this wonderful community. So once again, I'm so glad that you are stuck here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yes.
Because when I say you have blessed us with your talents and gifts, I mean that with most sincerity. It's an amazing thing when we think about all the things that as you have given credit to God, how he is able to fulfill the purpose of our lives through the talents that he gifts us with.
Yes.
I see here also that you started the Blake Gospel Choir when you were in high school. So I'm going to take you back a little bit. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, again, God gave me a vision for the gospel choir before I got to the school. The school opened its doors in 1997. My class was the first graduating class that was there for the all 4 years. But again, we started in 97, and in 2001, which is the year I graduated, I was blessed to take 60 of my peers to the Presidential Inaugural Music Festival. I was the only student conductor. And we won third place in the country.
Wow.
Yes, it was an amazing time that is forever etched in my memory and heart. And again, the power of music has been so such a blessing. I'll also highlight, while at Blake, I was a member of the jazz band, and we represented the state and the school, of course, in Japan for 3 weeks. We also went to New York and the big band. We participated in the Essentially Ellington Jazz Competition at, Lincoln Center. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
With Marcellus. And music has afforded me the opportunity to do a lot of great things. I've also been blessed to work with a myriad of national artists and travel the world. But like I keep saying, Tampa and the Tampa Bay area still has me here. I still travel, but music is amazing. It really is. And one thing I do love about it, if I can throw this in really quickly, one thing I love about this city in particular, there's an appreciation for the arts like I don't see in other places. Now, I'm a Tampa resident, and I put a lot of my money where my mouth is in trying to cultivate that atmosphere over across the water, but I love St. Petersburg because it's unmatched for the appreciation for the arts and its artists.
Well, that's quite a compliment to St. Pete. I love that. An audience, should make you feel really good about what St. Petersburg can offer to not only performing artists, but visual artists.
Yes.
You know, arts is big here. I love it here. I love it. And that's one of the things, you know, when I was young, growing up here, you're in school, you're in elementary, middle school, high school, you know, and you go through that, and you don't realize what kind of environment you're living in. But since I've come back, the growth of the creative arts has just been monumental. And it's just so exciting because I feel like God placed my family here very purposefully and intentionally, my
yes.
dad in particular, because he retired from the Air Force at MacDill Air Force Base. And he had opportunities to buy. When we moved from directly from Japan to Florida. And when we moved here, we actually, there's a little history about myself. We lived in Bartow, Florida, a little bit of rural. It's not as rural as it used to be right now. Bartow, Florida, with my grandmother at her funeral home. So there's a whole other story behind that, living at a funeral home, which is really funny. We had a lot of jokes about that. We used to, here's one. We used to run to up the stairs and just be so excited to see my grandmother because we lived upstairs and the funeral home mortuary part was downstairs.
Oh my.
And we'd run and there were three girls, three of us, and my mother and father were behind us and we're yelling and shouting, Grandma, Mama, you know, we called her Mama. And she'd stand at the hall with her finger across her lips and she said, Children, shh, before you wake up the dead.
Oh my. That is funny.
And I'm telling you, it quieted us down, right? Because
don't want to do that.
No. So she had quite a humor. You know, she was really humorous, and we took a lot of that humor, and we really did learn a lot from her. She was a wise woman. I don't rarely talk about my grandmother, but on my mother's side, that was my mother's mother. But she was just a hoot. And we always wanted to answer the phone, but I'm not going to talk about that because we had some titties to you know, little things to say when you answer the phone that my grandmother said, if you dare say something like that, you know. So we won't do that.
That is interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, it is something to think about that. And then when I moved from, so we're living in Bartow, waiting for my parents to, my dad was commuting to Tampa and back and forth, and decided that we wanted to live in St. Pete. Now, you know, he could have purchased a home in Tampa, but instead they chose St. Pete, and I'm really happy that they did.
And just think, those ripples of that decision live on.
Absolutely,
this very hour.
absolutely. So the last thing, you know, we talk about the giftedness and the artistry of so many artists in Florida, and just so thank you so much, Maurice, for all the information that you have provided and shared with our audience about your life and what you do. And I want, you have a website by chance?
We're working on revamping the website. Okay. But I'm on social media, Instagram, I'm on Facebook, Maurice Allen.
Okay. All right. Well, we certainly can look you up on social media and find out. I think we're moving toward that anyway, more than websites, which is kind of interesting. But I wanted to let our audience know about something that's very special. The Florida Artist Hall of Fame is a division of arts and culture in Florida up in Tallahassee. And every year they take on nominations of artists, visual performing arts, visual arts as well as performing arts, artists that have just made an impact in Florida or from Florida, an impact in the world, as a lot of them have. And I'm happy to say that my father was nominated along with several other artists, performing artists as well as visual artists, and we are waiting for the outcome of that result, and looking forward to that. Hopefully, he will receive that Hall of Fame induction. But to just give the audience a feel for some of the people last year, 2024, George Clinton and Xavier Cordata and Roger Bansamer were able to be inducted. But others that have been inducted are Wayne Brady and Jimmy Buffett, Ray Charles in 1992, Rita Coolidge. I mean, those are some of the performing artists. Ernest Hemingway was inducted, James Will Johnson, and Bob Ross. I mean, everybody knows Bob Ross. And so it is an amazing group of people that have done either visual arts or performing arts and from the state of Florida. So we're looking forward to the answer to see if my dad's nomination will make it into the Hall of Fame, Florida Artist Hall of Fame. So I wanted to tell the audience that because we're excited about that and looking forward to the results of that. And it just goes to show you that the people that have been nominated and then finally inducted have had huge impacts on others around the local community that they live in, as well as national and international community. And it looks like you are very much that type of person. You know, you just never know how all of this will fare out. But it's artists like you, Maurice, that are willing to provide your gifts and talents to the community to make a difference, an impact in their lives as youngsters as well as adults. So I just want to thank you so much for being that to our community, our Tampa Bay area community, and being a part of that. Before we close out, I do want to let the audience know that we're going to be, usually we end on my sister Evelyn singing The Sunshine of Our Life. But today we're going to end our program with a piece from Maurice, and as he plays one of his instruments, no telling which one he'll pick up for that one. But we're gonna attach that to that, so our audience will be able to listen to the music that you produce. So we're just excited that they'll be able to hear that. We want to make sure that you check out Maurice Allen Sr.'s Instagram and Facebook, and all of the social media areas that you might be able to look at for him. And also, I want to always invite you to the Monday Night Jazz Jam at the Hangar Restaurant and Flight Lounge. We are so excited. We've been having jazz jams with the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, hosted by Dwayne White, for the last 15 years.
Yes.
And I am just so excited that we will continue. It's a crowded, we have standing room only often. It's Monday nights from 7 to 9, and I just want to make sure that our audience knows to come on down, sign up, because you can play. And Maurice is one of our usuals, our that typically plays keyboard. We rotate with our musicians that are members, and we take advantage of just the wonderful time as you are sitting and eating dinner, and we just provide fun and music for the evening. This has been The Sounds of Healing, and I'm Alvinette Downing, hoping that our time together has left you with blessings and healings for your souls.